Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. The card that we have is the Knight of Wands from a deck I really like, the Illustrated Fox Tarot by artist Taylor High. We have another lovely day on tap today as we continue with all of our exalted energy, the moon being in Taurus, where it is exalted, Venus, of course, in Pisces, where it is exalted, and the Knight of Wands, the Knight of Change, bringer of change, more likely to be all about that Mercury and Aries energy. But first, let's talk about our day, because the moon is going to make two aspects. There are no major aspects. We have a sextile with Saturn, which is in Pisces, and a conjunction with Jupiter, which is in Taurus. With the Saturn aspect, we're talking, you know, subjects like stability, which is, I think, actually in contrast to this particular knight, because he tends to be a little more on the impulsive side, which can get him into trouble. That's why I said he's more about that Mercury and Aries, that action first and, you know, figuring it out later after it's too late. So I really feel that these moon aspects are very supportive of kind of keeping this knight under control. What I'm really liking here is this conjunction with Jupiter. You know, it feels good. And that's how you should feel. That optimistic outlook, more social. Now, with Jupiter, I do always sometimes have to caution, you know, that we don't overindulge, because Jupiter does tend to expand things. And one must remember that, you know, the moon is in Taurus, which can get you into trouble when it comes to indulgence. And also, you know, Venus is in Pisces, which is more about beauty, but yet, right, Venus is indulgent as well. It is, after all, the ruler of Taurus. So the word trouble keeps coming up, doesn't it? You know, the potential is here. It's a beautiful day, but, you know, one impulsive action can kind of, you know, just set things off in a different direction. So it really is entirely up to you to manage this energy, all right? And you have to remember that that's where, you know, your fire is with thought and communication, okay? So you're going to want to be mindful of this. But this doesn't mean you can't accomplish good things, because, the you know, there's a good mindset that's here. When you have that optimistic outlook, you feel like you can do things, and you do. So, you know, harness the energy for good today and make the most of it. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.